You're listening to SBS News.
17,000 kilometres from Paris, 1,500 from Australia, the Pacific colony of New Caledonia faces its third and final independence referendum from France on Sunday, the culmination of a 30-year peace process. A New Caledonian living in Brisbane, Frederick Folliard, fears for his home's future.
Politically, it's binary, and it's one way or the other. And how do you unify a whole country with one way or the other? And that's when suddenly it becomes an issue.
Sensing victory slipping from their grasp, a boycott has been called by the largely indigenous Kanak pro-independence movement and an alliance of independence leaders, including Roch Wamatan from Union Caledonie.
Si le 12 décembre, une partie seulement de la population va voter.
If on December 12 only part of the population goes to vote and we see an abstention, massive or not, this will delegitimize the result.
In September, COVID-19 hit New Caledonia hard with almost 300 deaths, predominantly Kanaks, in a population of 270,000. With 12 months of customary mourning declared, most Kanaks want the vote delayed.
We have to mourn. The vote puts a lot of pressure on us. We have the impression we are not being listened to.
Two previous referenda in the last 3 years were narrowly defeated. France brought forward the third, due next year, saying it must be held before the French presidential elections in April, but COVID has disrupted campaigning. Thierry Santa from the loyalist Rassemblement Les Républicains says the time is right.
The health conditions are favourable. It would be strange for the government to postpone. It's good the referendum will be held on December 12, so we can move on to the next step.
Loyalists sense a third no vote is close to preserve their status.
Le jour où on n'est plus français, on aura perdu gros.
The day we are no longer French, we will have lost a lot.
Colonised 170 years ago, deadly violence in the 1980s between impoverished Kanaks and the French resulted in the Noumea Peace Accord and three referenda. Now France has sent 2,000 heavily armed police to prevent a return to violence after this final referendum. Denise Fisher is a former Australian Consul General in New Caledonia and is now a visiting fellow at the Australian National University.
It's a very surprising, disappointing and consequential decision for France. It behooves us all to remember why those peace agreements were negotiated, and it would be very deleterious not only to the stability of New Caledonia but to the wider region if we were to return to such a situation again in New Caledonia.
France's decision to proceed was also criticised at the United Nations. Papua New Guinea's ambassador Max Rye spoke on behalf of the Melanesian spearhead group of countries, including Vanuatu, Solomon Islands and Fiji.
The COVID-19 pandemic in New Caledonia does not present a conducive environment for a fair, just, credible, transparent and peaceful conduct of the self-determination referendum.
A no result is expected, as is possibly an end of 3 decades of relative peace. Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.